Hi, this is Tiffany the Last, and I'm in Barrio Logan with some of the organizers of Fiesta del Sol. Hello.
Hi, I'm Norma Rodriguez, and I'm in charge of the art area.
I'm Jeff Huter. I'm one of the co-chairs of the Fiesta.
I'm Connie Goodman. I'm one of the co-chairs of the Children's Village.
Great. I've just sat through your meeting, and it was really interesting to see all the logistics going on, and I'm sure it's going to be a great festival. I can't wait. Fiesta del Sol is a two-day street festival in San Diego that celebrates history and diversity. Can you tell our listeners where Fiesta del Sol originated?
The history of Fiesta del Sol started in Chicago in a very Hispanic community. Is it Pilsner?
Pilsner.
And what happened is that this community had no high school, and it was mostly Latinos, and Latinos, being very protective, didn't like the idea of their high school aged girls mostly having to be bussed out of their community to go to high schools. So a group of moms, housewives, Spanish speaking, pretty much in-home ladies, got together. They faced city council, they faced the school district, they faced their district representatives, and it took them 3 years, but they got a high school in their neighborhood.
Wow.
And to celebrate, the whole vicinity, the whole neighborhood celebrated with a block party barbecue. That is how it started, and it continued to grow and grow through the years. 35 years now, it is the biggest and most popular block party in that whole area and beyond. Mm-hmm. And so it's known for miles and miles. So Job has having an association with Camille, the organization. We decided to do that last year for the first time, and it was a great success. Of course, we didn't know where we would end up and how popular it would be, but it was a great success, and it started with some Latina housewives.
Fiesta del Sol is presented by Justice Overcoming Boundaries. Can you tell us about that organization?
Justice Overcoming Boundaries does a lot of different things. One of the things we're working on right now is the price for becoming a citizenship for an application is being raised. So last year we had one which was very successful in Chula Vista, and we had a great success a couple months ago in Escondido. We were expecting about a couple hundred people, and we had actually 800 people show up, and many of them walked out of there with their application ready to be mailed in. We've also had
voter registration.
We had to get out of the vote, and do you know the number of?
I think it was 3,000 voters that we registered, which is pretty good for a 2-week campaign, because you have to go door to door and, you know, ask people if they voted, and if they haven't, you know, go through the form. So we had a pretty good turnout for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing that we're getting active in this year is building a campaign around healthcare, because that's, you know, it's always been a hard issue, but it's getting worse and worse. Healthcare is becoming less affordable, particularly as, you know, businesses try and divest themselves of their healthcare for their workers, particularly, you know, lower income workers. And so we're working, you know, not only as Joe, but working with SEIU and other, you know, national networks, you know, to really bring some focus to this issue this year to really get some change.
We also had a success last year. Escondido attempted to pass a anti-immigrant, a housing ordinance that would prevent people that had no legal status from being able to rent apartment. And so along with a bunch of other community organizations, we were able to effectively defeat that. So it's no longer going to happen. And also, just we've continued with the whole immigration. We were in charge of the large marches we had last year in San Diego. We were in charge of the one that was in downtown, which is the biggest march to date for San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just a little bit of what Job does.
Great.
Yeah, Job is really about changing the world by changing the conditions in which people live. And instead of just trying to make people's lives better by, you know, alleviating the suffering that comes from injustice, we try and get rid of the injustice so people don't suffer in the first place. That's a great and noble cause for us.
Could you explain the civic participation area that will be at the festival?
For the civic participation, we're going to be having a alternating with Know Your Rights and kind of a mini workshop on, you know, applying for citizenship.
Mm-hmm. Connie, can you explain the education area for the children and families?
Children's area is put together with, first off, we start hands-on crafts. We invite the families and the children to have an opportunity to do interactive art projects. We also, we're promoting family resources. We're introducing families to resources in the community that they may not have had information to. Also promoting early childhood education, elementary education, promoting schools, promoting education. Resources such as immunizations, local clinics, places to purchase their school uniforms. The fortunate thing is Fiesta del Sol happens in August just before the school, traditional school year begins. Mm-hmm. So this is the time where parents are looking for these resources. And so we make it a fun time for the children to enjoy themselves, take home art, as well as getting the families informed of their community resources right in their own backyard.
Yeah, and you also are giving away $20,000 with the scholarships, too.
Yes, the scholarship is
sponsored by GMAC.
Yeah.
And so this is the second year that we've had the scholarship program, and it's specifically, you know, targeted students in the local area in San Diego County at large. And basically, the first year we had $2,500 book scholarships, and we've been able to double the scholarship size this year, and so we're giving out $1,000 awards to
20 students.
Yeah, $20,000 awards to students.
Wow.
This year. So I've got to give a plug to our sponsor, GMAC, for coming in
yeah.
a big way and recognizing what we did last year and coming back and recommitting to doubling the scholarship this year. So, you know, part of the idea with the festival is really, you know, to you know, benefit the community. It's not just having a good time, but it's helping, you know, having learning areas, having an art competition, so focusing on the cultural aspects of San Diego and also, you know, students and so on. And we're also going to have a health area this year, and they'll have, you know, where people can get, you know, their heart checked, and, you know, they'll have a mobile dental unit. So it's, you know, we try and do a lot of community service as well as, you know, have the bands and the food.
Yeah, and all the fun stuff. Norma, can you tell us about the art area?
Well, the art area is really exciting because we focus on local artists that have not previously shown a lot. And so the prices for example, for the artwork are very reasonable. It's only $65 for 2 days to sell your artwork. You get a little table and chairs, and you can set it up however you want. For the art competition, it's only $30 to enter a piece, and the top three winners get to have their art shown at a local gallery for a month-long show with an opening reception and everything. Also, we have a lot of live art happening. We have two murals sponsored by the Art Miles Mural Project, which will happen over the course of both days, and anyone can add to it.
Wow.
It'll be themed. We're not exactly sure what yet. And then we also will have live graffiti art happening in the art area.
And I also heard about you have a new program this year where you're trying to involve the residents of the area as well as the businesses to decorate their yards and buildings.
That's right. You know, we want this to be a fun, we want to get the whole neighborhood involved in the fiesta, and we thought the way to do that is to move the sort of the party outside the boundaries, the street boundaries of 19th to 25th, and, mm-hmm. and push it out, you know, to the surrounding neighborhood so that the whole neighborhood can, you know, participate in the event.
We're Pirate Pods, and we like to end our podcasts with a pirate impression or a pirate joke.
Arr!
Arr, mateys, you got to show up.
Norma's in charge of the art area.
Thank you. Oh, I want a cracker. Okay, thank you guys.